reason we're here is Robert Smith, who had these papers, and his brother Richard, who was a state legislator. Thank you guys for being here. And so Robert comes in and he says, I've got some interesting papers that I think you might be interested in giving to the president of the university. And the papers turned out to be the memorandum of understanding between Texas A&M University and Coach Bear Bryant, dated, I think, April 11th, 1954. And the second document was the extension of that memorandum of agreement, which was a contract of $15,000 a year, 1% of the gate. And Coach Summit, you don't get 1% of the gate. And a house, and the house is still standing. And these are the original blueback documents. So, Robert, thank you for making these available to Texas A&M University. And the purpose of this is to turn it over to President Hussey. And we'll show you in a minute what they're going to look like in the new Kyle Field. Without going any further, let me introduce the chairman of the board of the Texas A&M University System, Phil Adams.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today on behalf of the Board of Regents. Coach Stallings was my football coach when I got here in 1968, a skinny little walk-on receiver coming out of a junior college. And Coach Stallings and all three of my position coaches, Lloyd Taylor, Don Watson, Bobby Marks, all three played and coached for, like Coach Stallings did, played and coached for Coach Bryant. So I was, in a way, I was sort of vaccinated with that needle early, and I understood what a great man and what a great coach Coach Bryant was. And I've always felt that we were very fortunate to be one of the stops on his pathway to absolute legendary status. I often say he's the Vince Lombardi of college football. I mean, Coach Bryant is clearly legendary, revered in every sense of the word, and not just because of his incredible record, all those wins, all those championships, six national championships, but because of the folks like John David Crow, because of his real legacy are the players and the coaches that he impacted in such a positive way. Before I sit down, I promised Coach Stallings he wanted to be here so badly, and a previous scheduling conflict, he just couldn't be here. But he wanted me to express his sincere appreciation for what's happening in this form of honoring Coach Bryant. He wanted to be here. He said, I wanted to share some really neat stories. He said, John David and I may have some of the same ones, but he said, I can't be there, but please tell our audience that I've been over the contract, and I will promise you Coach Bryant was highly underpaid. So he won't. Coach Sumlin might appreciate that. I think he was highly overpaid. I mean, highly underpaid. And of course, we think about it today. That's a matter of perspective, because I don't know how many seats were in Kyle Field then, but I think the ticket, someone told me it was $3 were the tickets, and maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30,000 people. And I know it included 1% of the gate, but today, Coach Sumlin's games, tens of millions view them, and instead of 15 or 20,000. So the second thing that Coach Stallings wanted me to express was he was very clear that it was a joy to play and coach for Coach Bryant. He said, in spite of Junction, he said, those of us who who made it through that. He said, "Well, it changed our lives," and he said, "Playing and coaching for Coach Bryant was a joy and a privilege." Thank you on behalf of the Board of Regents for being here today, and thank you for this wonderful occasion. I'd like to bring forward a great American, a great Texan, a great Texas Aggie, and one of Coach Bryant's all-time favorites, and his only Heisman winner, John David Crow.
Thank you. Well, you know, I got a prepared statement here, but I've got to tell you that on my way here, there was an accident at Roxbury and Welburn, and I thought I was going to be late. And it reminded me of when Carolyn and I lived down just behind Cafe Excel. When I would leave the house, and I coming down Welburn, it had ditches on both sides of the road, but it had telephone or power lines, and I always picked out a telephone pole in case I was late for the meeting that he called, because I wasn't going to be late, because I was going to be in the hospital if I was going to be late. And that is a true story. And I think that all of us that was here, the non-junction boys that went through four junctions, whereas the junction boys only went through three because they wouldn't let the freshmen go to junction. So, you know, I think that we should be honored along with the junction boys. But to be serious, I appreciate being honored to be here. I'm pleased to represent all the players that played for Coach Bryant here in this great university. Coach Bryant was one of a kind, and he made every player that played for him a better player, and more important, a better man. Coach Bryant has been honored just about everywhere he coached, but I know that being honored here in Aggieland, and especially in Calfield, it will be very special for his family. Thank you very much for letting me be part of this honor. Thank you.
It's now my pleasure to introduce the man who is the most popular person in the Aggie Nation, and that's our Coach Sumlin. My first experience of hearing anything about Coach Sumlin was right after I got hired here. Billy Pickard, I always go to Billy since he's been here since Kylefield had dirt. I go to Billy and I ask him, said, "What's going to happen in the next year?" And he told me, he said, "I don't know what the rest of the SEC is like, but I know these players are going to play way over their head." And I said, "Why is that, Billy?" And he said, "Because they love Coach Sumlin." And I said, "What do you mean they love Coach Sumlin?" I said, "I mean, if he told them to kill you, you wouldn't last 20 minutes." That's what Billy told me. And we are so proud to have you here, Coach, and all the things that you mean. You're not only the head coach, you're the chief economic development officer of the whole Brazos Valley and everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, our football coach, Coach Sumlin.
Thank you, Chancellor. Every time you introduce me, it gets better. My job gets more difficult. No, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be associated with a day like today. And for us as a university, I think if you look at what is going on, the tradition, the history of a football program, when you associate the name of Paul Bear Bryant with that, it doesn't get any bigger than that. And you know, for me to be the head football coach at Texas A&M some years later, really on the way over here, I just kind of thought about it. It's really kind of staggering that you know, having a relationship with the Bryant family is one thing, but actually being a head coach at a university where Paul Bear Bryant coached and won is another. And, you know, I can't tell you how appreciative we are as a program to be associated with a day like today, and how personally appreciative I am to be associated with a day like today, which is, as I said, it's really kind of breathtaking when you take it all in. With that being said, I look forward to, as Chancellor said, the new Kyle Field, and I don't think there's anything more deserving than to have that contract, those type of papers associated with really a new beginning and a new field and a new Hall of Honor. And to me, that just says a lot, not just about Texas A&M football, but Texas A&M, the university, about our history, our passion, our pride, and our tradition. So on behalf of our football team and our coaching staff, just want to say thank you for letting us be a part of this, and it's really, really an honor to be here today.
And we're also happy to have President Hussey here with us. He was doing a great job as the interim president of Texas A&M, and everyone is so comfortable with him, including myself, especially myself. And so, Mark, would you come up here and help me unveil this and then say a few words, please?
Thank you, Chancellor. And it is definitely a privilege and an honor to accept these items on behalf of Texas A&M from Coach Bryant. And we will do our very best to take care of these until we're able to proudly display them in the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. And Coach Bryant is most deserving of a prominent place in our Hall of Champions. And Texas A&M is extremely fortunate to have been associated with such a great coach and great man. He's part of our heritage at Texas A&M University. And Coach Bryant is known not only for what his teams did on the field, but in helping turn young men into leaders. Aggies who made their mark in their communities, in their professions, and with families and friends. You know, it's very fitting that the core values of Texas A&M University are displayed behind me, because it's these core values that Coach Bryant instilled in his players, just as we try to continue to instill those in students at A&M today. Those values of excellence, integrity, leadership, loyalty, respect, and selfless service. These items here will be a constant reminder of Coach Bryant and his profound influence on Texas A&M University. I thank you all for being here today and for being part of this unveiling. Thank you.